May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We were praying about this, and I was praying about the goodness of God, and I think that's one of the things that so many believers don't have real insight and don't have really understanding. I think the two most important things I ever discovered in my walk with the Lord was very simple theology. And one is that God was really big. And that however you try to explain that, there's a real devil and human beings make real choices. But the scripture makes really clear that God's sitting on the throne high and lifted up. And I think when people try to understand that in light of human will and in light of spiritual warfare, they try to explain it, they get in trouble because it comes out confusing. The dots don't always connect. All we do know is that God is on his throne, and he declares, even decreed in Revelation 4, he said, come up here, and I'll show you what must take place, not what might take place, what could take place. And yet, he gives this word to John in light of John having this vision of all the chaos happening on the earth in the last days as a result of man's poor choices. None of that makes sense to me. Is God sovereign? Yes. Does man have free will? Can he choose? Yes. How does that fit? I don't know. I thank God that he's smarter than I am, and he's brilliant. His ways are higher than our ways. So I had to discover one thing, that God was really big, and I discovered all this in a crisis in my life, in a great crisis many years ago. And I came to believe that what was going on in my life, in the end, ultimately, the enemy was trying to attack my soul, my emotions, my thought life, my responses, but I know that the situation itself, even if it came from the hand of the enemy, God was still in control of my life, and he was big. And the other thing that I discovered in that same moment was that he was good. And though I didn't understand what was going on, and it didn't feel very good, it would cause a lot of pain, he was good. And that I was never to put his goodness on trial. And if I can understand simply that God is really big, he can do anything he wants to do. And he doesn't have to answer anybody's questions about it. He's not answerable to anybody. He has God, he has the right to do anything he wants to. And he can do anything he wants to. But the issue is that God's governed by goodness. At the heart of who he is, he's good. That's just foundational for our understanding as believers. I think, again, we don't really get it. And we're going to look at that more for CTKers in the months to come. But this is a place in Exodus chapter 33. And in Exodus chapter 33, again, the Israelites had been making free choices that were contrary to God's heart and purposes. And God was leading them out of the wilderness into Canaan, the land of promise. And so the Lord tells them and tells Moses, he said, look, here's the thing. These people have so offended me, I'm not going to go with you into the land of Canaan. I'm going to keep the promise that you'll go there, but I'm going to send an angel. I'm not going to go. And so Moses began to contend with God. And he says in verse 14, he said, if your presence doesn't go with us, he said, if my presence were to go with you, I'd give you rest. But he says to him, if your presence doesn't go with us, don't lead us from here. We don't want the blessing if we don't have you. You're the great blessing. Your presence is the great blessing. There's a lot of important things about that. Because then he says to them, because if you don't go with us, then we're just another religious group who've moved into the land of Canaan. The only thing that distinguishes us from all the other religious groups that are there is your presence. That you're real and you're with us. And then the Lord says he will go with them and he'll honor his heart. And Moses in response says, this is verse 18 of Exodus 33. I pray, O Lord, then show me your glory. And the Lord said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show compassion to whom I will show compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. And so he says, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there by the rock. And it came about, while my glory is passing by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you shall see my back, but my face you can't see. Interesting thing. He says, show me your glory, Lord. Show me the manifestation, the full manifestation of who you are. Reveal your beauty to me. And the Lord said, if I did that, it would kill you. He said, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually pass before you, and you're not going to get to see my face, and I'm going to pass before you in my glory, but I'm going to cover you so you can't see my face. You'll only see my back. He said, but what you're going to experience is my goodness. Because you see, at the heart of God's glory, the most beautiful thing about God is his goodness. That's the core of what makes him so other. That's really important for you to understand. There are things about the goodness of God that we all need to learn. If you want to discover what the goodness of God looks like, go back into the Gospels. You know, in John chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus said, no man has seen God at any time. He says, but I've come to reveal him. Jesus came, the Jews had their understanding of God is that he was very exacting. And either you kept the rules or you were in trouble. And it was a false understanding of the Father. And so Jesus came to reveal what God was really like. When you read through the Gospels, what you discover is the goodness of the Father. That he honored people and their need for healing more than he honored the rules. He healed on the Sabbath. He did all these kind of things to reveal to them the true nature of the Father. As a matter of fact, it was ultimately manifested at the cross. At the cross, when Jesus cried out, I thirst, and then he finally said, it's finished. The only place that's recorded is in John chapter 19. What Jesus is saying is, Lord, we've done it. I've finished. I've revealed to the world through my life on the earth and through this final week of passion the true nature of who you really are, the goodness of God. And so when you're going through something, a couple of things you need to understand. One is that God's in control. And two, it's because he's good. It causes your faith to rise up in you. Lord, I don't understand this. I don't get it. All I do know is that you're right here with me and you're good. And the enemy doesn't just get free pop shots at me. He has to go through your greatness and he has to penetrate through your goodness. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.